The highly pathogenic avian influenza is circulating again, but it's impacting more than birds. Several states have found this strain of bird flu in dairy cows. Wisconsin has not had a case yet this year, but we do have a system in place to help prevent the spread of animal disease if it does come into our state. Wisconsin requires anyone with livestock, whether you have 3 chickens or 3,000 cows, to register where those animals live. It's called the Premise ID Law. The database is run by the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. Executive Director Julie Sweeney joins us in studio. She says they require this information because it can be critical in stopping the spread of disease.
I think a really great way to think of it is that it's making sure that the Department of Agriculture has an accurate phone book or contact information for everybody that has various species of livestock. So making sure that if all of a sudden there's a risk of some sort of disease, whether it's minor or incredibly serious, it's just important to be able to contact livestock owners so that they understand the risk. You know, with HPAI, it's been around for a few years, but from every type of poultry owner, whether they have thousands of birds on a commercial operation or just 3 backyard chickens, it's important for them to understand the risk and to increase biosecurity measures when it makes sense and needs to be.
And it's not just poultry and cattle. It's the law for a variety of farm animals to be reported through the Premise ID program, right?
For anybody that might not know, we register all livestock species. In particular, that includes beef, cattle, dairy cattle, bison, also llamas, alpacas. There's a category known as captive cervids, which covers deer, elk, moose, caribou, reindeer, also horses, mules, and donkeys. People might not realize as well, we register fish farms. So anybody with a pond that has fish, it's wise to register premises with us. And then, of course, goats, sheep, and pigs, as well as poultry. Poultry includes just the full gamut of whether it's chickens, turkeys, geese, ducks, ostriches, emus, the whole works. So quite a diverse mix there.
Yeah, and a diverse mix of animals, but also these may be in production agriculture or it may be your hobby or summer project, right?
Absolutely. We have large commercial operations to smaller premises with just a handful of essentially the animals are kind of kept as pets, to even everybody that shows animals at the county fair, everybody registers with us.
Another thing to keep in mind, this is confidential, and that is because of the nature of your relationship, WLIC, with the state, which is unique to Wisconsin. And I was wondering if you could talk more about that for us.
Wisconsin is very unique in the fact that we are a third party. We are not a government entity. We exist solely for the management of this information and to keep it confidential. So while it is required to register premises in the state of Wisconsin and that the department has access to this information, general public constituents do not have access to it. So the Public of Information Act does not apply to us because we are not a government entity. So you know that your cell phone number, your email address is not shared with anybody. Also, one thing I wanted to mention is that premise registration simply includes your contact information. So WLIC does not care if you have 2 cows or 2,000 cows. We're simply curious about what species are on the premises, as well as that you have any livestock there at all at any part of the year.
And again, it's meant so that if your farm or animals are at risk, the state can get a hold of you. Has that come in handy recently? And we've been talking a lot about the highly pathogenic avian influenza, the recent news that it can now infect dairy cattle. But when it was just an issue with poultry, was the state using this information to warn producers, hey, you're at risk?
Absolutely. Most definitely. They utilize the information to be able to realize who to contact and share relevant information. So depending upon the type of disease that you might be talking about, the Department of Agriculture, the animal health team, can explain to say, you know, stay out of the northwest corner of the county where a farm has been identified with a positive test for HPAI or whichever disease it might be, to know that there's a level of risk for that virus traveling in that area of the state. They also might suggest additional biosecurity measures on your operation or your premises, as well as restrictive movement in that area. You know, disease can spread by others visiting a farm and being transported, whether it's on the wheels of a vehicle or even in any manure being transported. So every disease is a little different, but the department's able to use that information to speak to livestock owners, or to contact them, whether that's via email or cell phone or even just a call if someone's in a very sensitive area, and work with them more closely or directly.
Producers should know that they are encouraged to keep their information updated.
Yes, that is a big one. Our database is an ongoing living database of information. So the Department of Agriculture is always using that information in terms of understanding how many livestock operations might be in a corner of the state or in each county, just to understand the level of risk. But it's important to make sure that your information is up to date so that you get these notifications. Premise registration is required in the state. Because it's required, some licenses will not be approved, like your dairy farm license or a fish farm license, things like that, ahead of making sure that your premises is up to date and active. But even if an individual, like a contact person, changes for that operation or that premises, a new cell phone number or an email address, I'm sure WLIC isn't the first place everybody thinks to call to contact and update that, but it helps make sure that you're accessible and that you get the information when you need it, especially in this digital age where mailing something can be so burdensome on the postal system and to not always get it so timely, especially as efficient as an email. So,
Julie Sweeney joining us in studio. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Identification Livestock Consortium, or WLIC for short. You can update your premise information at any time at wiid.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.